we thank you. That's, just open up your mouth with two or three words and just hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. We glorify you for this day. But I pray that out of this vessel, let wisdom, knowledge, understanding flow, permeating the souls of men, transforming them, establishing them in the truth that they need to be established on. For your word tells me, you are the one who establishes us, and you establish us by your gospel, which is the power of salvation. We thank you, Lord, that this is that day you've declared holy, appointed, sacred, that we may lift up your name and glorify your name in all the earth, through us and in us. Let your spirit flow. Saturate us more with your spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Holy, holy Father, 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 I adore you. Holy Spirit, 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 I adore you. Oh, set my heart on fire for you. Set my heart on fire for you. Holy Spirit, 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 I adore you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, 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 I adore you. Set my heart on fire for you. Set my heart on fire for you. Set my heart on fire for you.
You may have your lovely seats. You may have your lovely seats. Amen. On Friday, we were having a meeting. I wish I took a video of the meeting so that I can show you guys. We had a great time. I've never been that church. It's called Gospel Revival Center. It's an old church. It was built in 1970-something. How old were you? Don't answer. You might find there's only one person that will answer. Say, 1970 but for us, we shall say we didn't know we were trusting God. That we were in Zion as well. Oh, wow. It is a season I believe God is up to something. Amen? Yeah. Tuliomba mpaka tukaombeka. Amen. So that's why I told you, if you hear my voice changing, just bear with me. Genesis chapter 3. We are talking about being led of the Spirit. And we talked quite a lot last Sunday. Set my heart on fire. Genesis chapter 3, let's read together. Now the serpent, I want to hear you. Now the serpent was the most cunning of all the wild animals that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you can't eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the... Continue. The woman said to the serpent,
we may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden, God said, you must not eat it or touch it, or you will die.
No, you will not die.
The serpent said to the woman, In fact, God knows that when you eat it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
Then the woman saw that the tree was good for food and delightful to look at, and that it was desirable for obtaining wisdom.
So she took some of its fruit and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate.
So this is a story of I believe if you've been in Sunday school or you were by the window of Sunday school, you've heard this story of Adam and Eve about them eating a fruit. I can't remember the series that we cover, but we say the fruit is not the apple that you eat. And see, apple, he ate of the fruit, so delete that apple. And we say the fruit is the thoughts that the enemy brought her way. And in Genesis chapter 3, it says that the serpent was more cunning than any beast or any animal. And he said, then the woman said, Lord told us to eat of everything. If you can listen to the series that I did about fasting, I also broke it down. I'm just linking one to the other. And I say that when God created man, he said you can eat of every tree. And that is where, but the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it. So we say fasting is not about food. Is doctrinal thing. You're fasting wrong doctrine. You're fasting wrong doctrine. And I asked, I'm just recapping what I shared. And I asked those people who were there, and I'm asking you today, if you open up your phone today, I believe you have sermons you've saved. That once in a while if you're inclined to studying the word. There are sermons you've saved. And I ask you, what are the titles of those sermons? What are the titles? And hiyo sermon ine umesave unasemanga hii nikisikiza nasikia nimechemuka na mtumikia Mungu. It's something that you have to deliberately decide that if you want to grow. No one who wants to grow eats what they want. They eat what will make them grow. That's why, Felix, when you are young, ukikuwa mdogo, madhe alikuwa anakupatia chakula yenye itakusaidia ku grow, si ndio? Hata ukilia, si ndivyo? So, when you grow up and you eat junk food, ndio unaanza kusema, I have added weight. I feel like I'm suffering in this because you entertain the wrong food. Now, that is the same way spiritual growth is. What you constantly feed on is either making your best, thinking you're growing, and yet you're unhealthy. So when God told Adam, you can eat of every fruit except the tree of good and knowledge of good and evil. We are talking about being led of the Spirit. When God created Adam, he said, let us make man in our own image and let him have dominion over all. Are we together? Let's go to Genesis chapter 2. Guy, yani notes zangu zimechange. Let my heart on fire. It is okay. Genesis chapter 2, I'm reading verse 15. The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day you eat it, you shall surely die. You shall surely die. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. Then God said, let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, of the birds of the air, over every living thing that moves on the earth. That was the initial, when God created man, he said, you shall have dominion. You shall, that is Genesis chapter 1. I've read from verse 26 to 28. So when God created man, he gave them the mandate, he gave them the responsibility. And God said, let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness. So as a man, as a human being, there's a response that you have towards spiritual things because of the likeness and the image you have. Are we together? The image that God created was very intentional to respond to a spiritual thing. Are we together? We're talking about being led of the Spirit. So, in Genesis chapter 3, when the serpent comes, he says he was subtle, he was cunning. And I want you to go to verse 3 of Genesis chapter 3. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst, Genesis chapter 3 verse 3. But the fruit of the tree which is in the base of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. When you read Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 to 29, God did not say you should not touch. He said, if you eat. Are we together? Are we together? Most of the time, God gives us instruction, but we put add-ons on those instructions to suit us. Kimunga amekwambia uombe, unasema, sio sahihi, wacha niombe saa 7 wakati niko free. I'm coming home. It's making now sense. You are adding to the instruction of God because you are looking for suitability. God tells you, wake up and do a prayer walk. Sema, wacha nilale tu for 5 minutes. Alafu ni, niamke nitembe. We're talking about being led of the Spirit. So the woman, first of all, added to the equation. Say the tree of the garden, you shall not touch lest you die. Then the serpent said, the woman was okay, Adam was okay, until the serpent was introduced. And back to my notes, you know, I was listening to some of the sermons I've preached before. Enye nilikuwa na overload. Guy. It is well. At least right now you can go back and listen and understand some of the things I was saying. Nasikianga ule mtu mwenye ako cloud 9. Uko cloud 9, unaona kama kila mtu ako cloud 9. But anyway, we are all growing. Amen. So, what was I saying before? I was saying about the fruit. I want to address the fruit. This Adam was okay, Eve was okay, until the serpent came into picture. When you talk about serpent, saizi tukiona hapa nyoka, kitu ya kwanza watu wengi watasema, ishindwe katika jina la Yesu. Hiyo ni nyoka, haina makosa. Bwana asifiwe. Are we together? Are we together? We say this is a rhetorical question. Let me not I'm learning not to overload you, but allow me to, as we are scaling down, let me overload you kidogo. That word serpent there is used to mean opposition, the opposer. That is why he came to oppose what God had said. Are we together? Are we together? So, this opposition that came, Eve entertained opposition. Most of the time, we miss on what God is instructing us to do by entertaining opposition. And that opposition, most of the time, is because it is falling within our comfortable bracket. Are we together? Are we together? That we have given distraction in our lives a higher level than concentration. Are we together? Are we together? We're talking about being led of the Spirit. We've given distraction a higher. A little bit of distraction destroys the concentration, and you have to build up again to the concentration. This little distraction that the devil or the opposer brought to Eve made her be distracted from the instructions of God and entertained things that she should not have entertained. And in the long run, she ate of the fruit. In other words, she believed what she was told. Now, easy distractions is nakuja kwa life. Zinakuja zinakugonganisha. You believe that you are a failure. You believe that you are a nobody. You believe that you are a weakling. You believe that God is not with you. God is far, far from you. You believe that your prayers have not been answered until you fast for 40 days. You believe that you have failed and there is no return gear. Why? Because you entertained a distraction. I can tell you 100 times you are blessed. You live here. I love this example. You live here. You jump into a matatu. Mekwambe, you are blessed. Unasikiza song. Maraka, I was in a matatu juzi nikasikia. Nilikuwa hapo nikasema, I used to get agitated, but I listened carefully and I said, how I wish this man could access some reality, some knowledge. Umetoka hapo umeingia kwa matatu Virginia, unapata mtu, nyota yako imechukuliwa. Ulifaa kukuwa milionea, lakini sasa wewe una uwezi kuwa milionea. Nyota imeenda. Hivyo ndio venye ilikuwa inahubiriwa. Nyota imeenda, ulikuwa uwe, nyota imeenda. Niko hapo nikasema, you know, I started reasoning, sema, so if everyone in this matatu was a millionaire, the world will be boring. Nyota yako imeenda, ilichukuliwa wakati ulikuwa sijui unafanya nini, nyota yako ikachukuliwa. Sasa mimi nikuulize, let's just reason. Unahitaji nyota ya nini? Virginia, unahitaji nyota? Yaani tuseme uko kwa giza sana, yenye unahitaji nyota, na hata huko nje ukienda nyota zinakuanga mingi. Sasa ni gani unahitaji? Ni nini inafanyanga usiku inapotea? Nini ndio inafanyanga usiku inapotea? Mwangaza. Sasa ni mwangaza ya nini ndio inapotezanga hiyo? Mwangaza ya nini ndio inapoteza giza? Si ni mwangaza wa jua? Mwezi hata ikiaka giza bado iko. Nyota ikiwaka, giza bado iko. Lakini jua ikiwaka, hakuna giza. So unatafuta nyota ya nini? So utafute jua. Yaani wewe mwenyewe umejiona uko kwa giza, so unatafuta kanyota tu. Ati? Utumie kando. It is well. So, I'm talking about being led of the Spirit. Eh? Virginia, umesikia mahubiri ya nyota. Eh? Kama umeisave, delete. Delete. Those are the distractions that are killing us as believers. Because the moment you believe that, you have started frustrating yourself from full potential, or from your full potential, or becoming what you need to become, you've started frustrating yourself. So you'll be after nyota. Say nyota later. Kulikuwa mwingine akasema nilipeleka mbuzi ya kudedicate shamba, nikapeleka mbuzi ya sijui ya kufanya nini shamba. Akaniambia, pastor, nimepeleka mbuzi tano tayari. Nikamwambia hizo tano, nilete tu mbili. Nikamwambia, na mimi ukiziniletea hizo ninakula, si ati nakuombea, ni njaa ninayo, nataka tukukula. Yes, because the moment you know today your spiritual standard is based on the information you've been feeding on. If you pray lifting up your hands, it can be your expression of surrender, genuine expression. It can be like the information you fed. You've concluded that without lifting my hands, I am not surrendered. Bwana asifiwe. Hallelujah. Pastor Billy, you're teaching good. And we said two things that hinder our response to walking or leading of the Spirit. First of all is preconceived knowledge. The knowledge that you've had before you heard what I'm saying, or the knowledge you're fed on. That's why I asked you, what are the sermons in your phone? Keep. Labda ukona sermon nigeuze rangi. Ama Bwana nipiganie. Bwana sifiwe. So, what are the sermons in your phone? They inform the knowledge you're carrying today. So you have to be deliberate and wake up and say, you know what? There's this sermon I'm deleting. There's this. Why am I deleting? Because I've realized I can eat every food, but there are some food that are making me unhealthy. There are some things I'm feeding on that are making me spiritual obese. And that is why I say, number two, one of the hindrances for us, or a major hindrance of us listening to the Holy Spirit, is being an expert in everything. An expert in everything. You need this. When do akugonga msumari na kungoa? When do akutengeza msumari? When do akusharpen msumari? When do you are an expert of everything. Amen. That is one way of the hindering listening to the Spirit of God. I'm just doing a recap, building up my conversation. And I said last week, spiritual growth, and that is what I want to measure on today for the next 20 or so minutes. Spiritual growth is reversible. That is what I call backsliding. Backsliding is not leaving Jesus. It's when your spiritual growth. I want to ask you, Sophia, a question. You're born again. Did you get yourself born again? Huh? Niswali ngumu. Ana, nono maangalia chini. You are born again. Did you get yourself born again? Oh, Jui. Fred, did you get yourself born again? Okay, let me ask a question. I love this question. How many of us have intestines? Hmm? All of you have intestines. Huh? Kim, unangalia nyuma ni kama unajishuku. You don't have intestine. Eh? Now, Atiana, all of us have intestine, okay? Have you ever seen your intestines? Who gave you the intestines? God, okay? So, when you remove the intestines, what are you doing? You kill yourself, okay? So, if you're not the one who put the intestines in you, can you remove your own intestines? It will be suicidal, right? Right? So nikuulize, kama wewe hukujiwekea matumbo. Intestine ni matumbo. Huh? Eh, matumbo. Hey, I'm using good illustrations. Hii hamtasahau. You got born again. Who gave you the spirit? God. Okay? Who gave you the spirit, Virginia? God. So, can you remove what God has given you? Yes, if you want. Okay. Is God powerful? Okay. So, if God is powerful and I'm able to remove what He has put, is He still powerful? Yeah? So it means if you are able to remove the Holy Spirit, you are able to put Him back. Eh? Ati? Atu? Unampoesha. You quench the spirit. Now, I'm saying this to show you something. That God has never stopped being God. When He gave you His spirit, He gave you for eternity. He didn't give you His spirit with conditions. Are we together? That is why His love is unconditional. So He placed His spirit in you with an agenda. Are we together? That's why as much as Adam and Eve ate of the fruit, when the voice of God came, did they hear it? Did they hear the voice? How can you hear the voice of God without the Spirit of God? If it's audible, okay? Uh-huh. How can you hear, like right now, how can Sophie hear my voice without her having the Spirit? Will she be alive? Holy Father, 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 I adore you. What I'm trying to point us to is every man living on earth has influence. Whether you like it or you don't, whether you feel it or you don't feel it, you have influence. And that influence shows you that man is not independent. Are we together? Eve and Adam were okay. It took a distraction, which is an influence, for them to change their trajectory and reasoning. Are we together? Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. Holy Father, 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 I adore you. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. Let your holy fire on him. Na, 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 na. I'm waiting for that scripture because I want. Okay, let's read together. I know, Lord, that a man's way of life is not
his own.
Pause. What is Jeremiah saying? A man's way of
life
is not
his own.
Okay. Let's read, continue. No one who walks
determines his own steps.
What was logic? No one who walks. You know, I read this scripture. I read it 3 times. I read it in different version. And I started readjusting some of the statements that I make. That despite what you do, there is no neutrality. And there is no neutrality. Mama Lucy, there is no neutrality. I know, the Lord, that a man's way of life is not his own. That is why from Genesis up to today and all this time, there's usually light and darkness. There is life and death. There is seed and harvest. So, akunanga kati. There is no neutrality. I know, Lord, that a man's way of life. So the way you behave in your life, he says, is not his own. So it shows you the way you behave today has influence. The way you act today, the way you respond to things, it has influence. Then he says, no one who walks determines his own steps. Why? Because you have an influence. Because when God created man, he said, let us make man that he may have. Let him have dominion. Let him have this. Of the tree of this tree, there was influence already by the time man was being created. It took another influence for man to change the instructions that were given. So today, your influence or the way you behave or look at things will be changed based on the influence that you've allowed your way. Are we together? How you view yourself is based on the influence. That I don't have money in my pocket today does not make me a poor man. Are we together? When I don't have clothing to dress, it is influence that tells me I'm naked. Ukikuwa kwa bafu, unakuanga na aibu. Sasa nini ndio inakufanya uvae nguo? If the entire nation decides to be naked, will you put on clothes? You are just saying yes. Sikia, aki siyezi. Utajishanga. No one who walks in this life determines his own steps. So there is an influence somewhere influencing you. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18. There's an influence somewhere influencing you today. We're talking about being led of the Spirit. There's an influence somewhere influencing you today. And this influence, now I want you to understand something, even as she's opening Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Let's go to, no, Ephesians chapter 2. Let's read Ephesians chapter 2. Holy Father, 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 and you are, let's read together, you are, and let's read verse 2 and 3. I want you to see something. In which?
According to the ruler of the atmospheric domain, the spirit now working in the disobedient.
ASV. I want you to look at something here. ASV, Rudy, verse, where you once walked according to the course of
this world,
according to the
prince of the powers of the air,
of the spirit
that now worketh in the sons of disobedience.
Are we reading the same thing? Are you seeing what I'm seeing? Okay, put in BBE. CBC, BBE. Okay. In which
you are living in the past. After the ways.
Let's go to verse 1 first. Let's go to verse 1. I want you to look at this. And you.
Did he give life?
That is Jesus who gave us life, okay? And you, did he give life? When you are
dead
through your wrongdoings and sin. So how is man dead?
In doing wrong.
Wrongdoings and sins, according to that scripture, that version. Then in which you are
living
in the past. So what is the past in the Bible?
Living in sin.
Living in sin and wrong doings. Okay. After the ways of this present world. What are the ways of this present world? Wrongdoings and
sins.
Are we together? Okay. Doing the pleasure of the Lord of the power of the air. So how are you doing the pleasure of the Lord of power of the air? Wrongdoings and
sin.
Is that not influence? Okay. Let's continue. The spirit. So what is Paul calling all those who are living in the past after the ways of this present world, doing the pleasure of the Lord of this, the spirit who is now? So Paul is calling all these places spirit, which you are once dead in wrongdoings and sins. So what causes you to sin is the influence which is of the spirit, and that spirit that is influencing you, it is making you live in the past, walk in the ways after the present world. Number two is doing the pleasure of the Lord of the power of the air. Are we together?
Yes.
Nimetaja spirit muka tetemeka kidogo. We are just talking. We've read Jeremiah 10:23. No one who walks in this life determines his own. So what is influencing this person to walk is the spirit. Are we together? So every human being has a spirit influencing them. You just have to choose which one. Holy Father, Father, Father. So the spirit who is now working in those who go against the purpose of God. So what makes you go against the purpose of God is an influence which is of the spirit, and that spirit is not the spirit of God. Are we together? So are we together?
Yes.
I wish mngekuwa njoo kikamba sasa umekalia mbali kikamba kusema tuko pamoja unasemaje? Eh? Tuivamwe. Sasa wewe umenichanganya. Eh? Tuivamwe. Eh, wewe umenini? Tuivamwe. Hmm? Huko kwenye unasemaje?
Hey.
jatelo. So in which you are living in the past. So every time you act contrary to what God tells you, there's a spirit influencing you. So it means you've subjected yourself to an influence which is not the influence of God. When God tells you to pray for 5 minutes, and say, for 5 more minutes, there's a spirit influencing you which is not of God. Am I home? Eh? Every time, Enoch, Mungu akikwambia inua mikono juu, na anasema, ai nimechoka. There's an in spirit that is influencing you which is not of. Eh? Are we together? I'm coming home. When people are saying, when worship is continuing, and you see people standing up and no meka, not because you your condition is determining or deciding for you to sit down. There's a spirit influencing you which is not of. What's the matter? Let's celebrate Jesus. Oh God, about Jesus. Jesus. There's a spirit influencing you which is not of. Yes. Mulikuwa mnangojea leading of the spirit. How to see the spiritual realm. Ndio hiyo sasa. In which you are living in the past. So any time you are opposing the word of God, you've allowed another spirit to influence you. Virginia, you sleep up, unalala unasema tomorrow I'll be early in church. Unaamka asubuhi unasema wacha ningoje nifike time ya worship. That's a spirit influencing you. Albanas, nimechoka. That's a spirit influencing. And why is it influencing you? You are opposing. You are going against what? You are going against what? I told people Friday, if you come to church to feel good, then you are in a wrong place. Hey, that I felt good in church. You are there's something wrong with you. You need to leave church and say, I am ignited or incited to the things of God. I am more spiritual than the way I went to church. So I did not go to feel good. I went to be imparted with spiritual gifts. Romans chapter 1 verse 11. Imparted with spiritual gifts. So in which you are living in time. Okay, let's go to verse 3. So ask yourself, how many times have you opposed God in the name of your comfort? Holy Father, among whom we are all at one time living in the pleasures of our own flesh. So anytime you are satisfying your flesh against the instructions of God, there's a spirit influencing you. And that spirit is what Paul has indicated in chapter 2. The spirit of the Lord of the air. And then he says, giving away to the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And the punishment of God was waiting for us, even for the rest. Bwana sifiwe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Leo nimefika home. Wacha tu nikae tu 5 minutes. 5 minutes. So there's a spirit operating. So don't stand and start, I cast down that spirit. No. Now that you know, you stand up. Do you know most of the time you are casting that spirit, it's just time you are buying. Because we've not made up our decision to grow. No one who walks on this earth. No one. Akunanga katikati kim. Ati mimi niko katikati sikoku. That is a lie. Amen. Jeremiah 10:23. Let's go to verse 4. Let's go to verse 4. Woo. Tafika pelikuwa naenda. But God, being full of mercy through the great love which he had for us, let's continue, even when we were dead through our sins, gave us life together with Christ. By grace you have salvation. Look at this. That God, in his mercy and love, even now God still loves and has mercy towards us. He has poured his mercy on us. Okay? Are we together? So, he says, even when we were dead through us and gave us life. So, you have life. Okay? What do we have? What do we have? Say, I have life. I have life. Okay, put your finger there and open your Bible, Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Holy Father, yes, was the healing. After that, you're okay. Zoya, you're out. Zoya, you're out. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Romans chapter 8, verse 2. Don't change the screen. Open your Bibles. Let's read from verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the what is the condition of you not being condemned? Walking in the spirit. So any person who is walking in the flesh is opposing God. Are we together? And we've seen in verse 2 of this Ephesians chapter 2 that anytime you are doing something that is contrary to the instructions of God is a fleshly thing. So, for you not to be condemned, stay in the spirit. In other words, obey. If God tells you today, Virginia, if God tells me, buy her... I almost said a car. Hey, my faith. It is well. If God tells me right now, buy you lunch, and I procrastinate, God will never tell you to do something that he has not given you the ability to. Okay? Okay? If he tells me to buy you lunch, it's because he knows I'm able to buy you lunch. Okay? So, if I procrastinate and I say, you see, e-pesa, by the way, najua, nini, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things, or da-da-da-da. What I'm doing is I'm opposing God. The only place that God calls us to reason together is when it comes to our identity. Though your sins are red like scarlet, that is why let us reason together in the book of Isaiah. Let us reason together. So the reasoning is not the reasoning. Unajua nime God unajua ni Friday nimekuwa kesha, nimetoka hapo, nimeingia vanya, Saturday hata sijalala, nimelala tu only for 2 hours, 3 hours, nimeamuka, I was doing. You are just opposing God. Rosie, opposing God. If we finish with 15 minutes prayer and God is instructing you to pray 30 more minutes and you've closed shop, you've opposed God. Hallelujah. This week, by the way, somebody was instructed to pray more minutes, but they lingered. Yes. You know yourself. Let's go to, we are reading Romans chapter 8, verse 2. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. Look at that. For the law of the spirit of life. That is what I wanted you to see. Even when we were dead through sin, he through our sins gave us life together with Christ. So how do we know we have life in Christ? it is the Spirit of God that dwells us. Are we together? So the Spirit of God is the life of a believer. So when I don't obey or I don't listen to the Spirit of God, I am not living as a believer. The reason why when you got born again, you did not give your life to Christ. He did not need your life. It is Him who gave you life. Gave us life. So it is Him who gave you life. You are dead. And this life that He gave you is not the oxygen you are breathing. Okay? Okay, let's go to verse 6. So that we came back from death with Him and are seated with Him in the heavens in Christ Jesus. So every believer is seated in heaven with who? With Christ Jesus. So anytime I am not responding to the Spirit of God, I am opposing, like Satan who was opposing God in heaven. Kim. And in your heart you know you need to be in church. You are opposing God. And you are seated in heaven. You are opposing God. So you and the devil, you are operating on the same wavelength. Hiyo imeingia. My opposer, the devil. So anytime God instructs you, Wanyonyi, anytime God instructs you something and you start reasoning, you've just become a devil in his realm. Hiyo mahubiri imefika home. Hiyo. Kwanza ninafanyia hapo hivi. Okay, let's go to verse 7.